What's up, everybody? Welcome to Water Break. My name is Ryan Cavan, and I'm here with my co-host, Terrell Thurlgood.
What's up, everyone? And like always, we've got another dope episode prepared for you guys. So before you keep listening, hit that subscribe button on whatever podcast app you're listening to right now. Get ready to relax and take a water break.
Welcome to Season 2 of Water Break.
Woo! Season 2 is finally here, and we're on YouTube.
That's right, YouTube. We're coming at you hot today. We are excited about being on YouTube and about this season. We got a lot of new stuff coming this season, T. We're excited about.
Yeah, I'm like super hyped about this. Because we were talking about, okay, like season 1 was great. It was fun. Let's keep moving
forward. Shout out
to
our followers.
Shout out to the faithful Water Break fans who stuck with us since day 1.
That's right.
Give yourselves a hand. But now we're like, let's take it up a notch. And so
I want to take it to the next level.
Yeah, we're on YouTube. And we're excited. We are still on all of our podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, or wherever podcast app you're using.
Everywhere.
And now we're on YouTube. So you can check us out on YouTube if you've been listening to our podcast. And go to the Water Break Podcast on YouTube. And you can check us out there.
If you're on YouTube right now, don't forget to subscribe.
Yes.
Subscribe so that you can be notified when a new episode comes out, which is every Monday and Wednesday. We're going to be airing new episodes. And we took this break from season 1. And the real purpose of it, T, was to kind of like plan what we want for the future of this podcast. And we put some things into place, and obviously coming on YouTube was a big step for us, and some new topics, some new guests that we're going to bring on that we are super pumped about. And I don't want to spoil anything, but last season we had Johnny Schilleriff, which was probably my favorite interview. Sorry to all of the other people that we interviewed.
They were
all
great.
They were all great, but Johnny was just, you know, he was...
Johnny's was really good.
He was fantastic. And we're going to bring in Johnny and his son, Camp, who's a professional skater, onto the show this year. And so we got some amazing plans. I'm super pumped about this season of Water Break. And like we said with the new topics, the ultimate goal of our show is to continue to bring you topics that are entertaining, engaging, and unique. It can be really easy just to have the same boring sports conversations over and over again. And so that word, I think, is really important to what we want for this podcast, is unique, T.
Yeah, I mean, and you're going to see, you know, early on in these episodes, you know, us continuing to bring some cool, fun, fresh perspective on sports. You know, we'll still stay a little bit, you know, mainstream from time to time.
Yeah, of course.
You know, we got to stay a little bit current. But it's that chance for you, as the show is called, take that water break. Take a step aside and listen to some fun, fresh, new perspectives in the world of sports. So
yeah, for sure. We're going to be bringing some weekly updates.
Yep.
We got a few new segments we're bringing out. Should we reveal some of those or should we wait till a little bit later?
We can tell them right now. We got one of our new segments that we're going to bring to the show, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You probably heard the both of us just in the middle of the show or recording a podcast, just kind of go at it and just speak from the heart.
Yeah.
And not always have the stats.
And sometimes we've been wrong.
And sometimes we've been wrong on our stats. And so we said, you know what? Let's keep that going for real. So we got a segment in our show. We'll talk about later in the show. We got the segment called Heart Overhead.
Yeah,
so we are just speaking 100% from the heart. We don't have facts to back up what we're saying at all, or very little facts, I should say, to back up what we're saying at all. We're speaking from the heart, and we're just speaking passionately on topics that... that Ryan and I may not agree with.
Yeah, topics we may not agree with, and we're not going to be aware of which topic is coming to us, which episode. We're going to get fed that topic, and then we're just going to jump right into it, speak from our heart, and then we're just going to have a little debate and see who comes out victorious.
Now, you said we're going to be fed that topic.
We are.
And how will we be fed that topic, Ryan?
Well, we are going to be fed that topic by our new moderator. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one and only Daylen Cuchocho. You might remember Daylen from one of our previous episodes. We talked about college football. This dude is a USC fanatic, a friend of myself and Terrell, and we're excited to have him as our moderator this year, or this season. Daylen, say what's up to the people.
What is up, everyone? I'm ecstatic to be the moderator for the Water Break Pod.
The Water Break Pod.
Pumped for season two and to join the guys and excited for what's ahead.
Yeah, man, it's going to be awesome. We're excited to have you here. And one thing we were talking about before we actually started this episode, episode one, is we are very diverse in the teams we like. Daylan and I are both Rams fans. Terrell's a Broncos fan. But in basketball, we're all over the place. I'm Lakers. You know T, his Spurs.
Where Spurs go.
And
you know.
Daylan is a Celtics fan. And I want to say just publicly, I'm sorry that you guys didn't make it to the finals.
It's all right. We'll be back.
I'm going to say, why do you?
I'm not at all. I just wanted to say that you're not in the finals. I'm sorry. But the one thing that we all have in common together, the three of us, is we are all Dodger fans.
We bleed blue.
I think we're headed to the World Series, boys.
Yeah. It's our year.
I think it's our fingers crossed. I know for
the
last
four years. We have to win the World Series.
We can't just be there. We got to win.
That's not enough anymore. It doesn't satisfy.
Eight, nine division titles in a row. I don't think it's not cutting it.
It's got to be our year. Yep. And you're right, T. You know, we've told the story before. Me and T were at Red Robin when we found out we were making it to the World Series the year we played the Astros, the Trashtros. And every time I bring up that name, I just get frustrated. I'm sorry. And we found that out. And we were so pumped, so excited that we were going to the World Series and then to just be let down like that in Game 7. And then to find out they were cheating the whole time. It's very disappointing. But this year, we're making it to the World Series, and we are going to win the World Series. But, man, we're really excited to have Daylan here with us for the first episode of Season 2. So, Day, tell us where we're going.
Here we go. You guys ready? Let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right, guys. First topic on the table. Here we go. It's been said that whether it's been a guest or fans, there's been the conversation of which team – sorry, I take that back. Let me redo that. Which sport has the best athletes? Okay. So there's been a lot of guests on the show that claim their sport has the best athletes. Fans in general think basketball, football, tennis, hockey, you name it, that they have the best athletes. We kind of want to open it up and see what your guys' opinions are, kind of discuss what you guys think, which sport has the best athletes.
Okay.
I like this topic.
I acquiesce. I acquiesce to you. I will allow you to go first.
Is new vocabulary also one of the new things?
No, it is not. That is a word I've been using for years. Acquiesce. My wife is an English teacher, bro. I know these things.
Okay. Can you spell acquiesce?
Nah, I can't spell acquiesce. Come on, dog.
Shout out to the National Spelling Bee.
I can't even spell your last name. I can't spell Quichojo, that's for sure.
It's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Oh, man. No, I'm excited about this topic. You know, our first topic on the new season.
Yep.
And which sport has the best athletes? I mean, as Daylan pointed out, you know, you got football, basketball, soccer, hockey, tennis, you know, all these.
Swimming?
Sports. Swimming, run, you know, track and field.
Yeah.
You know, so There's a lot of good sports with a lot of great athletes. I almost went with hockey because I've been ice skating before and it's very difficult to do.
I cannot ice skate.
I mean, I've got the hang of it now, but to not only just like skate, that's one thing, but then also like, you know, be able to do it backwards, be able to, you know, hit the puck, be able to take a hit. All of those
be able to hit somebody
and stay upright.
Yeah,
you know, it takes a lot of coordination. You know, a lot of strength. So I almost went with hockey, but to me, the sport that has the best athletes is football, American football.
Oh,
I should say.
Thank you for clarifying.
Appreciate that. American football has the best athletes, and I mean, and I'm going with really the best collection of athletes, because. All right, these guys, not only like it's the strength and you've got the speed. I mean, so you got like the linemen, right? Who these guys have to obviously they're lifting their weights. They got to get big. But then to an offensive lineman to have the strength and the footwork to be able to keep another big defensive lineman from, you know, from swimming past them, spin moves. Obviously, I mean, they can't grab. They can't hook. They can't hold. They're not allowed to do that. And so the hand placement, the hand strength, and the footwork and the movement to keep them from getting the quarterback, That's one. That takes incredible amount of athleticism. Shout out to all the linemen. You are not overlooked. But the linemen.
They are not.
Then you got to look at the wide receiver position. The ability to run routes. I mean, guys, like the best receivers can just go on a dead sprint and then stop on a dime and just turn to the right or turn back to the quarterback. You know, like the footwork, the strength with your ankles, the calves, your feet, all of that. Then to be able to catch the ball with a defender on top of you. So someone's already trying to, because think about it, like, for example, like a sport like soccer or basketball, right? Like if the ball, again, soccer, if the ball gets passed to you, right, it still remains on the ground and it's like not, you can still play off of it.
Yeah.
Basketball, right, you can get tipped and hit the ground. You can still play off of it. The ball hits the ground in football, the play is over, right? So be able to have someone, you know, draped over you or on top of you and to be able to go up and catch the ball, you know, and with the defender on you, that to me, like that type of athleticism is crazy. So the receiver position, the running back position as well, the leg strength, the coordination and the vision to be able to see through the holes when you're running the football as well, and the strength from the strength to carry the football while all these big huge dudes are trying to come at you and tackle you. To me, so I'm gonna go with the, and I haven't even mentioned the quarterback position. Which
of course
is the most important position in football.
I think it doesn't necessarily have to be the most athletic.
You don't have to be the most athletic to play. I mean, I think the way the game has changed now, a lot of, like, the most athletic guy on the team usually playing quarterback now, but you don't necessarily have to have that guy. So, to me, I mean, and then on the defensive side, I even look at the cornerback position, but I'll stop right there. I'll bring in more of my, other points later, but
okay.
But Ryan, well, I mean, what's your take?
Yeah. So when answering this question, where I kind of went with this, I went with the eye test, growing up watching sports my whole life. You know, obviously being entertained and loving to watch some of the best athletes. I really thought about this, and I kind of put it between the NFL, which, you know, I agree with you, some amazing athletes, and the NBA. These professional sports leagues, to me, it's between those two, from their size, strength, speed, what they have to do to perform at an extremely high level. And so kind of after going back and forth with myself, I came up with the answer. And to me, the best athletes come from the NBA. And here's why. Basketball players have the widest range of athletic abilities. Football players might be the strongest. I think it can be argued that basketball players are better all-around athletes, though. And so here are some of the reasons. Quickness. Having to beat your defender on the offensive end with that quick first step. Also making sure on the defensive end that you stay in front of your defender. That quickness, that first step is so important. And these NBA players, their first step and their quickness has to be amazing to be a great player. Two, endurance. There is not as much stoppage time as there is in the NFL. It's completely running back on the court, continually running up and down the court. They play both sides of the ball. They play offense and defense. I think endurance has to be counted in. And strength. Obviously, I don't think anyone's trying to argue that offensive linemen are probably the strongest, but using your body to both score on your opponent and also using it to keep your defender in front of you and control where your man is going, strength is very valuable. And then you can't ignore the vertical. Finishing at the rim, whether that's dunking, finishing with the layup, that vertical, I think those few, and there are others, but those few together kind of show to me why the NBA has the best athletes. And I would say this too, you know, I think, you know, there are amazing athletes in the NFL, but one thing that I think would maybe help us to kind of officially decide and kind of see where this is. And I may sway you a little bit with this point. I don't know, because you're not, you no one really ever sways T once he has something in his mind. Am I right on that, Daylen? Once he has something in his mind,
pretty accurate.
He's not
willing to adjust.
He's not willing to adjust on anything.
You gotta work hard.
Though. So one thing I would say, and this is my opinion, but you may also see this as well. And Daylan, I want to hear if you would agree with me on this statement. From my perspective, it would be easier for an NBA player to transfer to be an NFL player than it would for an NFL player to become an NBA player. It'd be easier for an NBA player to go to the NFL than it would be for the NFL to go to the NBA. For instance, I think that Kevin Durant would be an amazing wide receiver. I think that there are many NBA players who could play a wide receiver position, a slot receiver. I don't really see many NFL players who could go and play in the NBA. In my opinion, there would probably be more.
I'm going to poke holes in that one because, I mean, it's more than just being tall.
No, no. Right? No. I'm not saying it's just being tall.
Being tall or being fast, being able to jump high. The ball is oblong.
Well, that's all sports. Basketball, it's more than just being tall and more than just jump high.
Right, but you were saying Kevin
Durant.
But
that's not why. I mean, him and LeBron James during the lockout season had a charity football tournament. Do you remember that? Sure. Do you not remember it?
I don't remember.
Okay, well they had a charity game versus each other, and you saw some amazing athleticism from those two on the football field. I mean, LeBron James for sure. I feel like if you know, with the way he takes care of his body and his work ethic, he could play in the NFL. And I think there are more like that could play. And I'm not saying,
but we've seen Tony Romo on the basketball court light it up. I mean, we've seen Tony Gonzalez light it up on the basketball court.
But, like, who is he lighting it up against? He not against NBA players.
He got to suit up for the Dallas Mavericks for a game.
He was there during
the World Cup. Well, that settles that debate then, right?
Okay, look.
Come on, bro. I'm not saying it would be an easy transition, but I'm saying
it would be
easier for an NBA player to play in the NFL than it would be for NFL to play in the NBA. Neither one is easy. Neither one is likely to happen, but I think it would be more likely for an NBA player to transfer to the NFL than it would be for the NFL player to transfer to the NBA.
Don't think the 6'7" lineman that's 300 pounds can play and can bang bodies in the NBA?
Have you ever seen a 6'7" lineman that's 350 pounds?
Okay, he's gonna have to
play in the NBA.
Shaquille O'Neal was 300 pounds. He was 7 feet.
Yeah, he was 7 feet. So what lineman is 7 feet and has that build?
Okay, there's not.
Okay,
I don't know.
Said 6'7". 6'7" in the NBA is a small forward. He's not going to be banging with anyone. That's a small forward.
He's going to be almost 300 pounds. He could play at the center position.
But you just said he'd have to shred.
Charles Barkley wasn't.
So why is there not more? Why is there not more 6'7", 300 pound guys that go into the NBA?
I mean, why
if that was the case?
I mean, why isn't there more like 7 foot, 190 pound wide receiver?
Well, because I'm not arguing that a 7 foot wide receiver should be.
Well,
playing.
I mean, Kevin Durant, he's
6'9", 6'10".
Kevin Durant, he's taller than 6'9". He's almost 7 feet. Six,
okay,
seven
but
feet.
He doesn't move laterally like a man like that. When I think of a 7 footer, like you're saying, I'm thinking of Karl Anthony Towns. I'm not advocating that Karl Anthony Towns or Joel Embiid could play in the NFL. But what I am advocating is these freak athletes in the NBA, I think, would have an easier transition to the NFL than an NFL player to the NBA. Daylan, I'm going to hear your thoughts on this real quick.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one, Rye. And here's why. I think it would be harder for NBA players to play in the NFL because they're now adding a helmet, pads, which they're not used to ever, right? And now they're completely transitioning to a new sport where the speed, the strength, the agility, everything kind of T mentioned when he was talking, adds a whole new aspect to the game. Where I think you have, say, Kyle Rudolph or a tight end, Tony Gonzalez, you lose the helmet and the pads and you transition to the NBA. Yeah, they're 6'7".
Have you ever played basketball with Kyle Rudolph?
I have.
And what was that like?
And you saw
he played against me. I'm nowhere near the NBA.
I know, but I'm just saying though. Like you think I'm. I just
he was
think
huge. He was
I think giant. NFL players hold their own better in an NBA game than NBA players.
Well, you mentioned
NFL
that it's fast paced.
Well,
have you seen how fast paced the NBA is?
Well, the NBA is fast paced, but here's the thing. The NBA guys, like you've got you know, with a few outliers like a LeBron James or something like that, who are built like NFL guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And who can freak hold athletes. Their, like Dalen said, hold their own in the NFL.
Exactly, freak athletes. That's freak, what we're talking about.
Those are the freak athletes.
The best athletes.
But the as far as the size and athleticism of NFL guys, there's more guys built like LeBron James coming over, could come over into the NBA and still...
But I disagree. Those guys that are built like him do not have his athleticism.
LeBron James's athleticism?
Absolutely not. His speed.
Well, then LeBron
his
James.
Speed, his strength, everything. But that's what we're talking about. LeBron, we're talking about the top athletes. We're not talking about bottom to top. We're talking about which one has the best athletes.
Okay, what other NBA player other than LeBron James could play in the NFL?
Could play in the NFL? I think Giannis, with his body, he could play in the NFL.
No.
What 7 foot wide receiver is currently in the NFL
right
now?
He's not 7 feet tall. Giannis is not 7 feet tall.
He's what, 6'10"?
He's like 6'9". And LeBron is 6'8", so that's an inch taller.
But most receivers in the NFL aren't those sizes.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is he is a freak athlete. Again, neither one would have an easy time transitioning. But in my personal opinion, I think that it would be easier to transfer from NBA to NFL than it is the other way around.
No, I mean, I think you're under estimating the size of.
I understand the size, but
here's the thing: we've already seen guys like, you know, Kyle Rudolph, you know, or Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
Those guys pick up basketball before.
Absolutely.
Those guys, you see them up close and personal. You've seen them slam dunk the basketball. They've got the ability to jump. Like NBA athletes do.
I would disagree with like. Every guy I've played has not jumped like an NBA athlete. Kyle Rudolph does not dunk like an NBA athlete. Not even close.
Well, I mean, the best.
I was sitting under the rim of Stanley Johnson.
You're making the argument like that the best NFL guys are on the same level as the best NBA guys. Like, I think the average. The average NFL guy versus the average NBA player, I think the average NFL guy can hold his own better than the average NBA guy could in the NFL. I mean, just
okay.
No, no,
maybe, who, maybe who, I might, okay, I, might okay. I might give you that argument, but I'm what okay, I'm, but you what can, I'm considering is the top athletes.
Okay, here's my argument too is from the NFL perspective, you have guys who can play all five positions. Who in the NBA, like what guys in the NBA can play the offensive line position or can play the linebacker position?
What do you mean can play all five positions?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying like you all five.
What are you referencing by that? Are you referencing that there are NFL players?
I'm saying the collection of talent in the NFL. Most guys in the NFL, most athletes in the NFL could play like pretty much all five positions, especially the way the game is. The NBA is played right now. Yeah. Especially the way the NBA is playing right now. I mean, you look at Miami's center is 6'9".
And they're very unsuccessful.
You look at the Rockets, they had a center who's 6'7". So
unsuccessful.
I'm not even say they're unsuccessful. I mean, you have...
Gentlemen sweep in the second round. I mean...
Okay, there's one team that really plays like that with the...
So what the average NFL, believe that the average NFL player could play all five positions of the NBA? I think that's a really stretch of a statement to say that. That's I don't think that's even close to accurate.
Okay,
at all.
Well, the way the NBA, okay, 4.5 positions. If you want to go off of the fact that Anthony Davis has busted up the teams that play small.
Well, that's not even what I'm referencing. So the average NBA player, the average NFL player. It takes more than just size and strength. That's all you're considering in this argument at all is size and strength. Because you've said it multiple times. Well, this lineman's 6'7", he's 300 pounds. This lineman is or
size,
this
strength,
this,
quickness.
Size, strength, quickness, finishing. You have to be able to finish at the rim.
Well, I mean,
you have to be able to shoot. That's part of athleticism.
Well, if you're talking about how the game is played, I mean, you're talking about receiving, catching the football.
But that's all you're referencing is the strength and the size and the speed of a player.
I'm going off of you, but we're talking about like them crossing over sports. You've got to factor in like just the pure athleticism because you can't talk about
I'm completely factoring in.
Well, you just
all the
factored in,
well.
You factored in skill, like shooting the basketball, scoring.
Okay.
A
layup.
So forget that all the way.
For move that aside, other than size and strength, I believe, you know, maybe even size. There are a lot of NBA players that are as big. But if you're just factoring in like the bulkiness and the strength, of course, and I said this at the beginning of my argument, no NBA player is going to compete with a fullback or a 6'7" lineman. Absolutely not. But these linemen, there's no way that they're keeping up with any of these guys in the NBA. Forget even the top tier. Andre Iguodala with his, you know, even at his age now, like they're not going to be able to, at that size, at 6'7", have the same athleticism as these NBA players, even close.
I disagree.
No surprise.
That was a good topic.
It was. And I don't think we're gonna really change each other's mind at all here.
That was fun. I mean you did make me think, you know, about them crossing over sports. But
yeah, I think that's an interesting topic to think as well. You know, I was gonna bring up, you know, one of my original arguments, which ended up kind of canceling each other out because there are multiple from each sport, is considering multi-sport athletes that play professionally and even in college. But there is kind of an equal amount of NBA players and NFL players who play baseball, who play basketball, and vice versa and stuff like that. That's why I kind of really started considering the top tier athletes, because they kind of separate themselves from the rest, if that makes sense.
It definitely makes sense.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. We're going to move into our new segment, Heart Overhead. So take it away, Dalen.
Heart Overhead. Are you guys ready? All right. First topic for Heart Overhead. Like T was saying, I'm going to give you guys a topic, and with no stats, with no numbers, with no...
Nothing written down.
Nothing written down. This is just speaking from your heart.
Let's do it.
Alrighty.
First one.
Here we go.
Please be a good one.
LeBron James. Ready for this one, Rye? Big Lakers fan. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
LeBron James. T is also the biggest LeBron hater.
And Laker hater.
I would say. All right. Laker hater more, but LeBron's on the Lakers. Anyways, LeBron James will never be the GOAT.
Well, you know how I feel about this.
Okay, tell us how you feel,
too. Ryan, you're the Lakers fan, big LeBron fan. Why don't you go ahead and start this one out?
I'm going to start it out here. Saying that someone will never be the greatest of all time while they're currently playing in their career is just absolutely absurd. I think he's closer than everyone likes to say in general anyways to MJ. Personally, as a huge Laker fan, as a LeBron fan, I have... Michael Jordan is my number one right now. I have LeBron James as my number two, and I have Kobe Bryant as my number three. Rest in peace.
Okay, keep going.
We're not talking about Kobe right now. Do not disrespect the bean
now.
I'm
not.
Please wait your turn.
Thank you. Thank you, Dalen. I appreciate that.
Chris Paul.
It's fine here. We won't get into that.
Gentlemen.
I think it's closer than what a lot of people want to say in general anyways. If you look at stats and you consider stats, which again, I don't have in front of me because this is heart over head. I'm speaking clearly from the heart. But he is going to end up beating MJ in almost every stat in the regular season. And then when you transition that to playoffs, he's going to beat him in every stat. LeBron James is about to get his fourth championship, possibly his fourth finals MVP. There's a chance that Anthony Davis will get it, but I really think that they'll want to push that narrative and that they'll give it to LeBron for his fourth finals MVP, the first player to have three finals MVP on three different teams. This man is so much closer than we think. By the end of it, I think he will be number two. He will pass Karl Malone in all time in points. He'll be in the top 10 in assists. He'll be in the top 10 in rebounds. And this man, his stats speak for themselves. What he has done for a player, if you really think about as who does more for their team. Yes, you can argue that MJ maybe is the most clutch, but who does more for their team when you consider assists, when you consider scoring? I think that LeBron James, if I were to start a team right now and I had a choice between a rookie LeBron and a rookie Jordan, I would pick rookie LeBron. He is so close to being the GOAT, and I believe if he gets this championship and one other one, he will be declared as the greatest basketball player of all time. LeBron James.
wrong. I've been watching a lot of presidential debates lately.
There's only been one.
Okay, look, LeBron James, you brought up a lot of good points. LeBron James has a lot of stats. And look, let's talk about stats first.
Okay.
Because a lot of people are going to talk about, oh, LeBron James, he's going to pass him all of, you know, the numbers and yada, yada.
I know where you're going here, but I know this is your turn. Sorry.
Yada, yada.
Real quick, do I have a chance to rebuttal to what he says, Dalen, since I started and he rebutted?
Give me a second.
I'm sorry. I just need to ask. I didn't know the rules. I needed to know the rules. Thank you, Dalen.
You also watched presidential debates as well.
They didn't ask for the rules, though. They just interrupted everything.
Yeah, Chris Wallace wasn't very professional.
He was a gentleman. All right. Okay. So we talk about the stats. We talk about the numbers. You know, he's played for long. Here's what you're not factoring in is the way the game has been played or the way the game has changed. The ability, you look at a lot. I mean, guys like James Harden, Russell Westbrook, even Dame Lillard, the volume of the way these guys score the basketball or where they shoot the basketball and how the game is played now, that these guys, the defense, one, obviously you can't hand check. The athletes that are on and the athletes that are on the floor and how many like marksmen and shooters there are on the floor now, the floor becomes so much more space. It's so much more wide open that now you do get those one-on-one opportunities. You can't, like in the era that Michael Jordan played in, a lot of teams did play, you know, you play zone from time to time and you can get away with it because there weren't as many shooters. You can't play like that in the NBA really and like have long-term success. Like most, you have teams like Boston or Miami now in the playoffs who have been playing like a zone defense because they don't really have the size or the bigs to go one-on-one or the personnel to go one-on-one. So they have to almost like this last resort. Like this is what we got to do to stay afloat in this contest. So the way the game is played, you virtually almost have to play man-to-man now with how, just again, how the game is played. He can score more points. He can get more shots up, and the floor is more open for him now to score. All right. So yeah, he's going to pass him in a lot of those.
Already has in many of
them. Yeah, in most of them, he's going to pass him. And again, Michael Jordan did take 2 years off, and then he took off another 3 years before he came back. So I mean, LeBron James. Well, I mean, I would say his fault. I mean, it's just, you know, his decision. He just decided, hey, I'm going to be done early. And LeBron said, I'm going to keep playing because I got to chase this guy. I mean, if LeBron James got his six rings and won his championships like he's supposed to, then he probably would have wrapped it up early too, you know? So LeBron James is still playing because he's still, as he said, chasing that ghost in Chicago. I think that's what maybe I'm misquoting.
That was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Four or 5 years ago. He's still chasing that. But he's still
said that like 4 or 5 years ago. He hasn't said it since.
He's still chasing that. He's
right on his coattail.
Michael Jordan is still in his mind. So in a part of really all of his accomplishments left. So that's why he's still playing in the league. He's probably going to play for like another 5 years. You know, he's going to play with his son. No. He's got to catch up to Michael Jordan as far as the legacy goes. But here's, to me, the big reason why. My biggest reason why I feel like LeBron will never be the GOAT. LeBron has too many haters. And you would say that like, oh, well, that's their problem. No. LeBron feeds into the fact that he has haters. Because look, with Michael Jordan, it was like Mike. You want to be like Mike. The McDonald's commercial, like Mike. I want to be like Mike. Everybody wanted to be like Michael Jordan. You wanted his shoe. You wanted his. The fact that the guy has not played in almost 20 years and still sells the most shoes, look, check this out. People who don't even play basketball buy Michael Jordan shoes. Like, he is a fashion icon now, right? So the iconic status of,
debating.
Okay, but I'm just saying, he won't ever be the GOAT. You won't ever even regard him as the GOAT because he has too many haters and he's fed into that. The way he does the passive aggressive talks about his teammates or comments about his teammates about how they need, you know, either going to trade them, get rid of them. We need to get better, you know, how he kind of rubs his teammates the wrong way. You've heard reports about him in the, you know, in the bubble
Jordan was a great teammate.
Well, I mean, but behind closed doors, he barked at his guys, but why? He wanted to win, not necessarily. He wanted to win for the sake of everybody else. Here's what you got to do. This is what we got to do to win. LeBron is willing to, hey, you got to hit the door. We got to get rid of you, and you ain't going to be a part of this. You ain't going to be a part of this program. So, and he's willing to come be open about it, right? So LeBron has that side. He's got the air, and every superstar has pride and arrogance about them. So you have to be a superstar. But it's the way that LeBron does it, almost like, I'm better than you, and why would you ever think you can be on the same level as me? Like, intellectually, why are you talking about basketball like on the same level? He has this like this. I'm the chosen one. I'm the self-proclaimed king, and I'm King James, and you are going to treat me as such. And so when he acts that way, he behaves that way. He often cries and complains to the refs during the games. I know what most players do, but LeBron, again, when you're the best player on the court and you do it over and over and over and over and over and over again, to me, that is why he won't be the GOAT. He has too many haters. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's why LeBron will never be the GOAT. But I'll give you a chance to rebuttal.
I appreciate you giving me a chance after Daylen already said that was a part of the rules.
Give me a chance.
I don't think we factor in longevity like we should. He has sustained greatness for 15, 16 years. He's had 13 first team all NBA selections. He's had, I believe it's 16, possibly 15 all NBA in general, whether that's first, second, or third team. He has been great for so long. He's held the title of greatest player for that specific season longer, for more seasons than any other player in NBA history has, in my personal opinion. Maybe Wilt Chamberlain. But that was a completely different era. No one even argues that Wilt Chamberlain is the greatest of all time. And to bring back your point of the haters, LeBron's story has not yet been told. I mean, don't forget, he could sell that many shoes as well. He has a billion-dollar lifetime deal with Nike. They're literally building a building after this guy. And just like he has, yes, he does have haters, but MJ had haters too. If I remember correctly, the Knicks, all of their fans hated him. The Celtics, when they played together in those early years, hated him. The Pistons hated him. There were many groups that didn't like him. I mean, they respect his game, but people hate LeBron, but I think there are many people that respect his game. Just because people hate him doesn't mean they don't respect him. Even Skip Bayless, who's probably the greatest LeBron hater of all time, he even acknowledges and respects his game. Now, he still has Jordan as the number one, but he respects him as a great player as well. So there are haters that he has, but I think at the end of his career, just like MJ's haters kind of diminished, I think LeBron's will as well.
Okay. MJ's haters, those fans you talk about, hated him because he was beating their teams. People aren't hating on LeBron because he's beating their
Because of the decision.
Exactly.
Because the decision, but that's a completely different era of that time. Now we have social media, and we had how it was casted on TV. And the greatest of all time factor is not decided. It's decided by no one person. Not like we have this organization where it's like, okay, this organization is going to decide the greatest of all time. The greatest of all time is decided by who, T? By me. The fans, and by you, and by me specifically. That's what we believe. And to say that LeBron has no chance, you even said he plays five more years. What if he wins sweeps and wins five more championships? I know it's a huge what if.
It's a gigantic what if based off of his track record.
But he doesn't have, I don't think he has what he had in front of him like he did with the Warriors, the super team with Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. Yeah, of course. So that team's not there anymore. So I feel like there is a chance. You are saying that there's a, you're saying there's no chance.
No chance.
Even as someone who is a Laker hater and not a LeBron fan and the biggest MJ fan, to say there's no chance is ridiculous, because he could go out and win five more, and that would obviously, if he did win five more, let's just say he wins five more, would he be the greatest of all time?
If he won five more?
Five more.
Well, how many? That'd be eight. That'd be eight championships.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he has eight, yeah, but I mean, but okay, but that's okay, but you're throwing out, like, you're throwing out such a crazy hypothetical, such a crazy hypothetical.
Daylen, I just won the argument.
You didn't win the argument. Daylen. Like, okay, so if Giannis wins 10 championships,
he's the
greatest of all time.
Exactly. Okay.
But that's the likelihood that of that happening is not gonna happen.
Okay, what if he wins three? What if he wins this one and two more?
He's still not to go.
So if he has six, if he has the same amount, if he has six and beats him in every single stat and has six Finals MVPs, just like Jordan has, would he be the greatest of all time? Because
the gap gets closer.
I believe there's actually a chance that he could win two or three more. I personally believe that.
I mean, I don't think it's likely.
I mean, it's very difficult.
Everyone can stay healthy in the NBA, I think it's going to be a lot tougher.
It will be a lot tougher, but that's probably not going to happen, that everyone stays healthy. I mean, there's a chance that someone on the Lakers get injured. I mean, you're right. I mean, there's a chance for anything, but I think there's a chance he could get this one. I mean, I'm pretty positive he's going to get this one. Nothing's for sure.
Okay, but going back to it, first off, to talk about your argument on longevity, the reason why no one brings up longevity is because it's built into the actual statement, greatest of all time. So it means you have to be good for a long time to even be considered.
But no one's done it as long as him.
LeBron James, no one's been good for 10 seasons. Michael Jordan has been good for 10 seasons in a row. Hasn't been the best player in the league for 10 seasons.
I think LeBron's been the best player for more than 10 seasons.
No, he has not. So when? Give me. When did he start becoming the best?
Well, I think
I say 10, but 2010, he became the best player in the league.
I think he won his first MVP in 2009. Is that correct, Daylen?
Yeah.
Let me check that. I think you're right.
Okay, sure you're right.
I think it's in 2009, so I think he was the best player in 2009. Even though Kobe won Finals MVP, I think LeBron was at that point a better player. Just because someone was in the championship doesn't mean they weren't the best player that year.
Were they even in the conference finals that year?
They were in the second round, I believe.
They lost to the Magic.
Yeah, they were in the second round. And so...
The best player in the world
think he
lost
was
in the second round.
Oh, wait. Go look at MJ's few first years. He lost in the first round when he was the greatest of all time.
Okay, but he wasn't playing along the same. He wasn't playing. He wasn't playing along the same timeline as a guy like Kobe Bryant. Kobe was the best player in the league in 2009.
He was playing with Magic Johnson. Michael was playing with Magic Johnson
when he won his first.
If you're saying 10 years, he was playing with Magic at that time. Because he played Magic in his first finals. And
Magic
so,
Johnson was not at the level Kobe Bryant was.
Ooh, I disagree. I completely disagree with that.
No, that was an old Lakers team.
Yeah, it was an old team that year that he went to the finals. But we're considering it 3 years before that.
How old was Magic in 1991?
No, we're not saying 91. When did he win his first MVP?
I don't know.
Or when was his first championship he went to? Michael Jordan's first championship.
91.
Okay, so we're considering 4 years before that, because you said for 10 years. So 4 years before that. So in 87.
Well, he was.
That's you're saying he was great, the greatest for 10 seasons.
So he had a 2 season gap, I guess, when he
was
playing.
Well, you don't consider those 2 years, though, because he didn't play.
Yeah, he didn't play. So,
he wasn't for 10 seasons then. He was for 8 seasons. He was for 8 seasons the greatest of all time. Or the greatest player for 8 seasons. Not the of all time.
Kobe was the best in the league in 2009.
I don't know if I agree with that, but LeBron can also do it for more years than just right now. I believe next year he'll still continue to be the greatest player in the league.
But still... Again, going back to what I was saying, the original point, longevity is factored into the GOAT conversation. I mean, you have to be good.
Of course it's factored in.
You have to be great for a long time anyways. So don't put it up here with championships.
I'm not putting it up with championships. I'm just saying no one considers it at all.
Yeah, because it's down here.
And I believe there is. I don't think it is. I think it should be considered a little bit higher.
It's in order to get into the door of the GOAT conversation, you have to be good for a long time. So it's if you're not good for a long time, you don't even get talked about. So that's why I don't think you could put it high or talked about more. It's the base level.
What
it's
I'm
the
saying
entry
is
level
no
to be
one
in the
has go- done it that long then.
If you want to say he's been great for longer, whatever, that's
he has
besides,
been. And so that's something
that's
to consider.
That's beside the point. Longevity.
But you add everything into we're adding everything in. The thing I hate about people who will never move away from Jordan is the best is just six finals.
But I even go there. I mean, you went to the. You're talking about the longevity route. You
that's
already.
That's something I'm adding. Is what I'm saying.
But
I'm not
you
saying
already,
that's the most
but
important.
You already have to do that. You already have to be great for a long time.
Okay, so you already have to be great for a long time. You have to win a championship. So we should not consider any championship. If you win one, we're just considering that as a championship. That's everything. So you have to win a championship to be considered to be the greatest of all time. So we're not even gonna. We're not even gonna push that.
But that's what's gonna. That's what
separates exactly.
you.
That is a more important thing. I'm not denying that. But saying that longevity is not important is foolish. It is important. It's not as important, but it's something to
consider.
There's a lot
of great players who've been great for a long time. Karl Malone was great for a long period of time.
He was not the best player in the league. That is the difference. He was a great player for a long time, but he was not the best player.
He was the MVP of the league. I don't know if he was two-time or not. But
he was playing during the Michael Jordan era, and he was playing during the Magic Johnson era. He was never. I don't think there was one year you would say he is the best player in the league.
The year he won MVP. Okay. When
Russell Westbrook won the MVP, was he the best
player?
Okay,
but what I'm saying is greatness for a long time is the qualification to be considered in a GOAT category or be one of the greats, right? You've got to do it for a long time.
Of course.
So at the base level. So now what makes him the great test, the number one
and
guy?
And there are multiple
now
stats.
Now
you've got to
go off
things.
Of facts. You can't just there say, think about longevity. Well, longevity is the base level.
You're being ridiculous. That is not the only thing I said. You're acting as if that is the only thing I said.
I'm not saying that's the only thing, but you're saying it should be held in more higher regards.
It should be held in higher regards than what it is because no one considers it at all. And it is something to think about.
Because you already have to be great for a long time.
You already have to win a championship to be considered to be the greatest.
No,
of all time.
Because
so then we
there's
talk
because
about
there's guys who
exactly.
aren't great for.
You factor in every little thing to it, and I'm adding as much as I can to it to prove I'm not saying he's the greatest of all time. But that is something. What I'm saying is if he continues to be great, to be the best player in the league for another 3 years, that is huge.
Okay,
that's going to be 14 years that he is the best player in the league.
Winning a championship, great. Winning an MVP or a scoring title, MVP, great. Those are all good. But in order for us to say, man, he was one of the all-time greats, means that person had to be good, be in championship contention or MVP contention, one of the best for a long time. For us to even consider you to be,
I understand
one
what you're saying. You just keep saying the same thing. I get it. I know, but
But I'm explaining to you is
no. You don't have to explain. I understand what you're saying.
Well, you're missing the point then.
No, I completely understand the point of what you're saying.
So if you understand, then you realize that longevity does not play that big of a factor.
It plays a factor, is what you're not understanding. Does it play a factor at all? Does it?
Yeah, because it's the base level. But it's here.
It's a factor. It's another thing that I'm adding. I never said it's the most important thing. I said it plays a factor.
But what I'm saying is, you're saying, I don't know why no one talks about longevity because it's really not that as big of a deal.
Well, there are multiple people who, they're not as many as what I said, because there are many people who would agree with me on that longevity should be something to be considered. So you're acting as if I'm the only person that ever thinks that argument is true.
But I'm telling you it really shouldn't because
no, it should be something that's considered.
Like it's the base level to be in the conversation anyways.
There's no one that has done it as long as LeBron. No one has done it as long as him.
Okay. And to go, I don't even remember your other points. I got off track. They weren't that good because I didn't remember them.
You don't have anything to rebuttal, so you're just acting like you're confused and you don't even remember.
So you said longevity, and then do you remember what he said after longevity?
I've just been so immersed in this conversation.
His story is...
It's not over yet. His story
hasn't been written yet. I mean, yeah, his story, you're right. His story hasn't been written yet. It's not finished.
And in 30 years, these people aren't going to remember watching MJ. Like, these kids now that are watching basketball only know LeBron is the greatest. They don't know.
Okay,
so if you ask Generation Z and many millennials, they would say LeBron is the greatest right now.
Okay, but when you can look at... When you have a show like The Last Dance, which it didn't show all of the highlights of Michael Jordan, like you got to be able to see some of the bad side, and you got to hear some of his teammates and some of his opponents say negative things about Michael Jordan. So you got to see the whole story of Michael Jordan, and a lot of kids who weren't even born yet got to see this guy and really went, yeah, that guy, yeah, he's the GOAT. Yeah,
you're just speaking for like ever. You just said like there were a lot of people.
Yeah, you have a lot of young kids who saw The Last Dance and never got to see Michael Jordan play, or were born born way after he was retired, and really changed their perspective on that. He gained.
I don't know if a lot of young kids if that's actually true, because I work with teenagers, and so did you, and most of the teenagers that I work with would say that LeBron is the GOAT. Many, if not most.
From what I would see on social media, a lot of people reposting, sharing, a lot of young kids sharing, reposting all of this while MJ's the GOAT. But anyways, what I'm really getting at is a lot of the young crowd got to see the whole story of MJ. And really open their eyes to that conversation, or really made them where they wouldn't even, where they were like, LeBron's the greatest, not even considering Michael Jordan. They saw Michael Jordan's full story and went, wow, that guy's something special. That this is
LeBron's story has not been told yet.
But what you're saying is the young crowd now is going to go, oh, forget about Michael Jordan. They got to see him and went, wait a minute. Maybe it's not forget about Michael Jordan. Maybe this guy is the GOAT.
I don't think so, because I think it's The Last Dance is kind of over now. I don't think it's going to be something. And LeBron James winning this championship, I think, will kind of, I mean, because personally, I didn't really hear that many younger people saying Jordan's the GOAT. I still believe that I still know that I hear a lot of people saying.
Here's the other thing about the changing of the guard, if you will. When Michael was playing, you had a lot of people, even bring up guys like, you know, guys like Skip Bayless and different people like that, even a guy like Stephen A, were people who were, oh, Magic is the greatest of all time, or Kareem's the greatest of all time. While Michael was playing, went, no, MJ's the greatest. While he was playing, there are very few people than like LeBron, just diehard lovers, who will say, you know what, LeBron's the greatest. There's been the trend. Like, it was so wide.
But that's not the argument right now. It's, will he ever have a chance to be the greatest? That's not the argument. Because I actually, even though we are arguing a lot, you and I actually agree who the greatest of all time is.
I will say this. We can revisit it if he does what you say he does and he wins 5 championships.
No, but I said, okay. And obviously, I was just doing that to prove a point and be a little dramatic. But what if he does win 2 or 3 more?
If he wins two or three more, they think the gap closes.
And we revisit it.
We can revisit it.
So there is a possibility, because I really do think there's a chance that he wins 2 or 3 more championships.
Maybe. I mean, I think he'll win one more likely for sure this year.
Yeah, there's a very good chance.
Yeah,
unless there's a serious injury or something like that.
I think the layout of the landscape of the league is gonna change next year.
Someone always wants to come to LA. I'm not worried about that. When you have stars, someone always wants to come to LA.
Who's coming to LA next year?
I don't know next year, but I'm saying in 2 years, someone's coming. Devin Booker.
Yeah, well, someone might want to go to Brooklyn. Go to the other LA.
No one wants to go play with Kyrie.
Go to the other LA team.
Nah.
Or go to Golden State.
Nah. Everyone wants to play for LA at least once in their career.
Everyone?
Everyone.
Stop.
I don't know about that.
Everyone.
That's more just my Laker mentality. We all have that.
Yeah, that's why we can't stand you guys. your Laker mentality. That was
probably
all
this
heart.
This is going to be an amazing segment, heart overhead. I think this is going to bring some fantastic debates. Thank you for bringing that one up on the first one, Dalen.
Yeah,
I appreciate
that. Just real quick, I'm surprised as you guys were kind of going at it. I'm surprised you didn't bring up that LeBron left Cleveland to form super teams.
Oh, that's what he said. He did mention that. No. You're right.
Here's my input. After hearing both of you, you both have very good points.
Thank
both
you.
Of you.
Thank you.
But I will say, because LeBron left, Jordan never left to go win rings. Jordan stayed. So I think Jordan's 6 rings are more valuable than LeBron's 3, which would make him the greatest of all time.
That's not the question, though. That's not the question, is who's the greatest of all time, because I agree with you. I agree with you that he is the greatest of all time. The question is there anything LeBron can do to ever be the greatest of all time?
I mean, those...
I don't think so.
Those 3 rings, they're good, but I mean.
So like, do you not really count Kevin Durant's rings then?
Yeah, but no one's really talking about, like, he's not going to be...
Does it diminish his legacy, though?
Yeah, I mean, we
so would he not? Yes. Would he, like, so if he's being considered for top 5, would he never be top 5 because he didn't get those? Because he left to get those 2 rings.
Because
I've heard you hype up Kevin Durant pretty hardcore before.
Yeah, he's top 10 all time.
Already. See?
As a talent, yeah.
Okay, so if we're considering as a talent, is LeBron James as a talent more talented?
We've got into this too deep.
Yeah,
we can continue. I just wanted to throw that out there because I think that's kind of was a good point.
Okay, anyways, but I just so everyone knows at home and everyone who's listening,
that's also why
YouTube,
he has haters.
I do agree that Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time at this current state.
It will be forever.
I do believe at this current state, but that's the greatest thing about sports is you get to have your own opinions.
Well, I love this debate in general, the GOAT debate between LeBron and Jordan, because it will forever be a debate.
Yeah.
I think 10, 15 years from now, I think it'll still be LeBron versus MJ in the GOAT debate.
It's crazy to think that there is possibly someone alive right now who will potentially there's a chance will take the throne and be the greatest athlete to ever play in the NBA and will be the greatest of all time. There's a chance that there's someone alive right now. You know, that's crazy to think about. Someone could come run the league for 20 years and just be the GOAT and just dethrone Mike. I mean, there's a chance someone can do that just like that.
It'll be a while, though. We'll see.
See, that's the thing. He's one of those guys that there's no one ever that can do anything to take that away from Michael Jordan. I mean, there could be a guy come to the NBA and win 10 straight NBA finals, and T would still be like, I don't know, MJ's the GOAT.
If I wanted to buy that guy's jersey, and I wanted to mimic, you know, his moves in the dunk contest on my Nerf hoop, and
you bought AI's jersey and wanted to mimic him. Does that make him the GOAT?
No, but I also wasn't a Bulls fan and still bought Jordan Bulls jerseys.
Exactly. That's the same thing you did with AI.
No.
Didn't you say you bought AI jerseys and you
not the jerseys, I bought the t-shirt.
You won't get the t-shirt, so it's a little bit cheaper.
They were cheaper. Yeah.
Bought it at Ross. Well, there we go. Episode 1 of season 2, Water Break. Thank you so much, Dalen, for joining us. We're excited to have you for the rest of the season here. T, that was a fun one.
That was a fun episode.
Great conversation.
I'm excited for more episodes. So it's gonna be a fun season. Stay tuned for season 2 right here on YouTube and on all of our podcast platforms and wherever you like to listen to your podcast. So stick with us. We got another great season for you.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe, hit that bell.
Yep.
You know what it is. We out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Water Break. New episodes get released every Monday and Wednesday.
So be sure to hit that subscribe button on whatever podcast app you're listening to right now to be notified when a new episode is available. For more exclusive content, check us out on Instagram at Water Break Pod, or you can watch us on YouTube. Thanks for listening. Stay hydrated.